Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning Telefonica, O2.
Today's top stories at a glance. Vodafone's stabilization efforts in Germany have reversed a sharp customer decline by regaining TV subscribers and boosting mobile service revenues through bundled products and migration gains. O2 Telefonica's advertising spend surged by 366% with a campaign featuring a talking fish amid varied industry budget adjustments. And Lebara is introducing a Hello 55G tariff on the O2 network with an introductory price of €7.99 for the first 12 months.
Articles in the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and Telltarif DE highlight. Vodafone's stabilization efforts in Germany amid significant market changes. The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung details how Vodafone, after losing 3 million customers due to changes in cable contract legislation that allowed tenants to choose their own TV and cable providers, has managed to reverse the decline by regaining customers. The company added 28,000 TV customers to bring its total to nearly 8.8 million and is shifting its strategy toward bundled products, combining television and broadband internet, which CEO Marcel de Groot deems effective. Additionally, Vodafone's mobile network has benefited from the migration of over 10 million customers from 1&1, resulting in a 2.7% increase in mobile service revenues and contributing to overall gains of 5.3% in service revenues and nearly 5% in adjusted operating profit. The Telltarif.de article further notes that CEO Margarita Della Valle reported a strong start to the year with rising revenue and EBITDA, despite domestic revenues in Germany falling by 3.2% in the first quarter, a figure that adjusts to a 0.3% decline when excluding the impact of multi-dwelling units, and mobile revenues experiencing fluctuations, although the churn rate reached a four-year low. The report also mentions ongoing discussions around market consolidation, including potential merger talks with 1&1, drawing comparisons to the recent fusion between Vodafone UK and Three UK, while confirming that operations for the joint venture OXG remain unaffected and that advanced network technologies such as DOCSIS 4.0 will not be introduced in Germany in the near term. The articles also contrast the challenging sales environment in parts of Europe with robust growth in African markets such as South Africa, Egypt, and Tanzania.
The article from Horizont.net provides an in-depth look at recent trends in advertising spending in Germany. It explains that Procter & Gamble, the leading advertiser with brands such as Always and Pampers, cut its marketing budget for June by 25.7%, reducing expenditures to €145.5 million compared to the same month last year. The report also highlights that overall gross advertising spending by P&G fell by 3.8% in the first half of the year, with the majority of spending directed to TV advertisements. In contrast, major retailers like Aldi and Lidl, as well as consumer goods companies such as Unilever, registered significant budget cuts, whereas companies like Mondelez, Henkel, Kaufland, Edeka, and Penny saw moderate increases. Notably, the report mentions that PayPal increased its advertising budget by 560% to €18.4 million, and O2 Telefonica raised its advertising spend by an impressive 366% to €17 million by launching a campaign featuring a talking fish to challenge common telco stereotypes.
The article from MobiFlip.de reports a tariff adjustment by Lebara that affects its Hello 55G mobile plan, which utilizes the O2 Telefonica 5G network. It states that starting from the 24th of July 2025, the monthly base price for this tariff with a 24-month contract is reduced to €7.99 during the first 12 months. The report clarifies that the tariff includes a 50 gigabytes data flat rate with speeds of up to 50 megabit per second download and 25 megabit per second upload, together with a telephone and SMS flat rate, as well as 100 free minutes for 50 countries worldwide. From the 13th month onward, the price will increase to €9.99, while all other contractual conditions remain unchanged. Additional terms include a one-time connection fee of €15, and customers who port their existing number benefit from a bonus of €10, with no set end date for the promotion provided.
The article from Telterif.de reports on an attractive competitor offer by Kauflin Mobile, which provides prepaid starter sets for the Deutsche Telekom mobile network at a 70% discount. Specifically, instead of the regular price of €9.99, the offer is available for only €2.99, and customers can choose between a physical SIM card and an eSIM profile. The article explains that while the promotion was originally scheduled to end on the 23rd of July, it has now been extended until the 30th of July, with the starting credit remaining fixed at €10. Additionally, customers who bring their existing mobile number receive an extra bonus of €10, and a continuous referral campaign also offers an additional 1 GB of data per billing period for both the existing and the referred customer, with the possibility to earn up to 15 extra gigabytes overall. Furthermore, the report details the technical aspects of the offer, highlighting that Kauflin Mobile operates on the GSM, LTE, and 5G networks of the Deutsche Telekom, where maximum mobile internet speeds of 50 megabit per second downstream and 25 megabit per second upstream are available. Once the data limit is reached, the speed is reduced to 64 kilobit per second downstream and 16 kilobit per second upstream.
In the technology and innovation segment, Handelsblatt reports that Reto Spori has been named co-CEO at Aleph Alpha, marking a significant change in leadership at Germany's prominent AI provider. The article details that Spori, formerly part of the Schwarz Gruppe where he held key roles in Little e-commerce and at Schwarz Digits, will now share executive responsibilities with co-leader Jonas Andrulis. According to Handelsblatt, while Jonas Andrulis remains responsible for strategy, innovation, and partnerships, Reto Spori will focus on optimizing processes, scaling operations, and managing the upcoming phase of growth and internationalization. The report explains that this leadership change comes at a time when Aleph Alpha is recalibrating its approach, having shifted from a focus on large language models to developing an AI operating system along with industry-specific applications targeted at the public sector, finance, and industry. Furthermore, Handelsblatt emphasizes that the leadership reshuffle is accompanied by broader organizational adjustments, such as the promotion of Christopher Kranzler to Chief Product Officer and the appointment of Ilhan Shir as Chief Growth Officer, which are intended to drive product development, sales, and overall market expansion. These strategic moves reflect Aleph Alpha's effort to overcome previous challenges with market penetration and to better compete against global giants like Microsoft and OpenAI. The report also notes that these changes might be influenced by the significant role of the Schwarz Gruppe, a major investor in Aleph Alpha, which could be preparing for further financing or even a potential acquisition in the future. Overall, Handelsblatt portrays the leadership and structural overhaul as a decisive response to intense market competition and evolving industry demands, with the goal of positioning Aleph Alpha more effectively in the AI landscape.
The Handelsblatt article titled, "So Schützen Sie Ihre Mitarbeiter vor Burnout?" offers an in-depth look into the measures being taken by Deutsche Telekom to protect employees from burnout. The article outlines that many professionals in Germany feel overburdened and exhausted, with stress-related illnesses now accounting for the highest number of early retirements, following respiratory diseases. It is reported in Handelsblatt that Professor Hannes Zacher from Leipzig University frames burnout not as an individual failing, but as an organizational warning signal, which requires systemic changes in leadership and corporate culture. The report details how Oliver Herrmann, who has been responsible for well-being, health, and safety worldwide at Deutsche Telekom since 2020, implemented a comprehensive strategy that includes conducting global employee surveys to assess workload, stress triggers, and team dynamics, followed by targeted interventions such as flexible organizational measures, virtual leadership coaching, and a 24-hour confidential hotline staffed by psychologists and coaches. Moreover, Handelsblatt notes that studies, including one from the University of Oxford, have linked employee well-being with overall corporate profitability, indicating that a significant transformation in managerial attitudes, from authoritative oversight to collaborative support, is crucial for enduring improvements in team performance and a reduction in employee stress.
In the realm of politics and regulation, Telterif DEE provides an in-depth analysis of the current challenges and potential of fiber optic network cooperation through open access. The article explains that open access is viewed as the decisive lever to fully utilize new fiber networks and to offer end customers attractive internet tariffs, yet market participants remain skeptical about these promises. It is noted that while network operators who invest heavily in fiber infrastructure allow third parties to offer products on their networks for a fee, the overall demand is still too low to create an attractive business case. The article further outlines that the market is highly fragmented, with only about 17% of available FTTB-H connections resulting from cooperative ventures, largely due to the lack of nationwide standardization and automated processes, which leads to high administrative efforts. It is also emphasized that regulatory measures, such as the establishment of market-friendly frameworks and incentives for increased interoperability between open access platforms, could encourage wider adoption of cooperative models. According to the study cited by Jens Bakker of Bakker Zeman, even though bilateral cooperations are currently preferred by major players like Deutsche Telekom, which might inadvertently assume the role of a gatekeeper, a shift towards standardized open access platforms is expected. This transition, if supported adequately by political interventions and state funding, could significantly increase the proportion of fiber connections based on open access, expecting between 4.7 and 7.1 million connections by 2030.
That was the current overview of the key topics for Telefonica. O2, thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.